Here on Teach Wonder, you'll typically hear us interview educators and parents. Our conversations are usually about students, student learning, and what we are learning from each other and our students.
Today, we're passing the mic to some of those students, students who've been working on an exciting STEM project in our own community. A note about STEM. STEM is an interdisciplinary term that was always meant to highlight projects and topics and subjects in that acronym all across the board and mashed up together. So the science, the technology, the engineering, and the math. And yet we sometimes can still manage to create these boxes or assumptions in our mind around the topic of STEM. We see students designing bridges, leaning toward computers as they code, and donning lab coats as they enter into a STEM career. Well, this club required no lab coats, but it is still a fantastic example of what STEM can actually encompass. This spring, two clubs, one at Alma Middle School and one at North Elementary in Ithaca, Michigan, have been meeting to create a series of audio dramas. These dramas were written, edited, recorded, and completed by the students with the guidance of their advisors, Sarah Miller from Alma and Amy Heimbaumar from Ithaca. Our staff member Kim June supported each club and is responsible for the introductions that you'll hear in a minute. Audio dramas are a genre that relies solely on sound to carry a story. So sound effects, expressive voices, and story writing are the only tools that these students turned actors, editors, and writers have to transport a sense of place and interest into these stories. As far as STEM goes, you'll hear story writing, sound effects, the collaborative effort to pull off a creative endeavor for a public audience, the willingness to learn quite a bit of new technology to see a plan to fruition, layered sound files, design, trial and error, storytelling, and more.
Here at Teach Wonder, we're taking this episode to celebrate these students and their project. We hope you'll join us in listening to their dramas and celebrating them as well.
Did you guys hear we have a sub next hour?
Yeah, I heard he's really weird. Isn't his name like Mr. Morris?
Sam, I heard he's secretly a vampire.
Nah, I think that's just a rumor.
I was just saying, this sub sounds different.
I guess we'll just see when we have him.
1 hour later.
Well, here we go. Let's hope he isn't a vampire.
Hello, class. Today will be...
interesting.
Amelia, Kira, and Artemis exchange a suspicious glance.
Guys, he isn't giving off good vibes at all. Something isn't right.
Artemis, close the door.
Yes, ma'am, or teacher, sir.
Okay, let's get started off with attendance. Mr. Morris calls roll. Amelia is first. The call snaps her out of La La Land.
What?
I believe the word is here. Pay attention. And just make sure you do.
Students flinch as a loud screech goes through.
Now then, let's get started, shall we? My name is Mr. Morris, but you will call me Sir.
He said this firmly and turned to Artemis.
Anyways, back to...
Amelia gets up and opens the blinds.
Shut the blinds!
Hand sizzles. Kara notices in the light that Mr. Morris's hand has gone pale and inhumane.
Okay, chill. But it's way too dark in here.
Curicles, ominous, background.
Artemis, did you see that? That's very suspicious. What is with it?
See, my husband didn't drink and tried to get away from
Mr. Morris's hand.
Amelia walks over, and Kara fills her in.
Something isn't right.
Children, hallway, now!
All three gulp, and ominous music becomes louder. Door opens and slams.
Amelia, you had no right to open the blind without asking my permission.
Well, it's my class. I go to
Rumors have been spreading that you're a vampire, that you're not human. Everything adds up.
Enough. Amelia and Kara, principal office. And you. He points to Artemis. You, next time, think before you accuse me of something. My family is more powerful than you'll ever know. We rule the night.
Mr. Morris gasps at his slip. Amelia and Kara hurry down the hall to the principal's office. Artemis' legs shaking.
I advise you to stay in your own business and go join your friends.
Mr. Morris reveals in a nasty smile to Artemis, two terrifying things. Artemis begins to tremble before running away, trying to get as far away from him as possible.
If you want to continue being a human, don't tell anyone what you saw.
Meanwhile, in the principal's office.
Mrs. Stewart, come quick! Our son, Mr. Morris, is threatening us, and his hand sizzled, and his hand got all pale and stuff!
Slow down and stop making up nonsense.
But Mrs. Stewart...
Please, I promise we aren't taking up your time. Please, it'll just be a minute.
Fine, but only a minute. This better not be a waste of my time.
Artemis runs down the hallway.
Bangs.
He rounds the corner and almost bumps into Mrs. Stewart, Amelia, and Kara.
Watch where you're going.
Sorry, but he's here. The vampire's here. He knows about us. And...
What? Vampire?
We tried to tell you, Mrs. Stewart.
The door at the end of the hallway is hanging open, and Mr. Morris is gone.
We'll have to get him next time. Please don't be mad at us, Mrs. Stewart. We were telling the truth.
Please, you have to believe us. He's coming.
Okay, but any more of this nonsense and you will be punished. Now go back to class.
She turns around and walks back down the hallway. Meanwhile, Mr. Morris is far, far away from the school.
Those kids are clever. I'm lucky I escaped when I did. Perhaps one day I'll be back and face them once more. Maybe I'll even finish what I started. Vampires will not be silenced.
He nods to himself.
Yes, I'll be back. Next time, I'll be ready.
The end, or is it?
Lost in the Jungle by Madison Seaman, Kaylee Strait, Lee Draheim, and Daphne Ochoa.
Lost in the Jungle, July 4th, 1989. Dear Diary, meet my friends.
Lizzie,
Bonnie,
Australia,
and Lillian. That's me. Me and my friend's parents worked together as explorers, and it was Take Your Kid to Work Day. And our parents disappeared. Yep, just like that. They were completely gone. So, Bonnie had a not-so-smart idea to take us into the rainforest to look for them. We didn't have any other ideas, so we agreed. That's how we got stuck in the middle of the rainforest.
Are you writing in your diary again?
Bonnie, you still have to be nice even though our parents aren't here.
Says who?
Just because you guys are twins, it doesn't mean you can't get along.
Then don't interrupt my conversation, Lizzie.
Guys, stop. Also, we need to keep going if we want to find our parents.
She's right, we gotta keep going. And we gotta make camp before we start.
Yeah, and out of what? We have nothing for shelter, food, and protection, but mostly food.
Look, I found something.
No, I found it first.
I found it first.
And they say we fight a lot.
Yeah, I know, right? Guys, stop fighting. You guys are going to attract animals right to us.
Sorry.
Anyway, so where's this thing at?
Look, it's up there. I think it's right up there, but I don't know how we are all going to get up there.
I got you.
Bonnie, I don't think it's excuse you doing that.
Bonnie, get down from the tree. You're going to get hurt.
Oh, no. This is going to end very bad.
Hey, guys, I made it, and there's mangoes up here.
What? How?
That's my twin. Guys, I'm going up.
You can't go insane.
This is our only chance to live. We are not going to find food anywhere else.
I'm going up. Are you coming, little Lizzie?
Yeah, I'm coming.
Now that we are all finally up here in the tree...
I'll be quiet, Bonnie.
You guys, do you hear that?
Hear what?
Shh! Intruders! Intruders!
Guys and girls, there's someone up here with us.
Oh, be quiet, Bonnie.
Guys!
Intruders! Intruders!
Lizzie, get down!
Guys, just a parrot.
And how do you do that?
Because I read a book about parrots.
I mean, I guess that's cool.
Be nicer, Bonnie.
Yeah, be nicer, Bonnie.
Don't tell me what to do. You're not my mother.
Kids, follow me. Follow me. Follow me.
Guys, you should just follow the parrot. We have no other plans.
Sure, let's follow the bird. That's a great idea.
It is. Why wouldn't it be?
Maybe because it's a bird?
Be quiet, Bonnie. Just follow the bird.
Be quiet.
Kids, is that you?
Mom!
Mom, Dad, are you guys there?
Are you guys okay?
Yeah, but we need food.
Yeah, we'll catch.
What is it?
It's a mango.
So that's how it went. Cool thing is, we didn't get hurt or too lost, but yeah, we did get lost. But in the end, we all made it home safe and hope Bonnie doesn't ever get us lost again and we don't listen to Bonnie ever again.
Again with the diary?
Bonnie!
Disclaimer, this story is not myth accurate at all, because if it was, the story would be confusing.
Dude, why did Mr. Toth give us a big project? Everybody else got a normal one.
Well, I guess he has big expectations from us.
I guess so.
I can ask my mom if we could come over so we can work on it.
Sounds good to me. Oh, goodness.
Didn't I tell you last time to stop bumping into me, dwarf?
I'm sorry, it won't happen again.
It better.
Set, stop.
Well, well, well. If it isn't my dear little sister.
You need to stop this.
How are you going to do that?
I know.
What?
I know how to stop you.
Please, elaborate.
By challenging you to a game of capture the flag.
What? Are you crazy? You know that set has won every game of capture the flag this year.
I don't care about that right now.
You're great at jokes. Oh, you're serious?
Duh, why do you think I said that?
I just thought you were a really bad jokester.
I'm not.
I didn't know. Don't be so pushy. Listen, why don't you and I go talk about this somewhere?
Stop trying to change the subject.
Jeez.
Let's get this over with. You and I both get teams of five. Meet in the forest next to the park next Saturday.
And what about the stakes? There has to be something you want out of this.
If you lose, you have to stop bullying all these people. And if I lose, I have to stop coming to school.
Stop coming to school? Why that of all things?
I need to make the stakes at least a little even.
Well, that sounds fair.
Then it's settled.
Be prepared to lose.
I don't have any words to say.
Look, it's the only way to stop this. If we did it another way, he'd break that promise and start bullying again. If we beat him in a game of capture the flag, which he's a little gotten, he'll be so embarrassed he'll have to stop.
Well...
You have to believe me.
Okay, yeah. Now that you say that, it does sound pretty good.
See?
But how are we going to get players?
Oh. I didn't think of that. Come over to my house today so we can think about that and work on the science project.
Okay, sounds pretty good to me. I'll ask my dad.
I'll ask my mom about it too.
Okay, see you after school.
See you then.
To be continued. Dot, dot, dot.
The Mighty Jungle by Brody Hubbard, Keegan Wheeler, and Shane Loving.
So how long until we get to South Africa?
Soon, probably in 2 hours. We are just above the Congo, so probably not much longer.
What's that noise?
One of our engines busted. We're gonna crash.
Help, my parachute's stuck in a tree.
Fine, I'll help. Hey, I found a wounded lion.
I think we had some first aid kits in our plane. Maybe we could help it.
Are you kidding me? He would eat us once.
Well, it is cruel to leave an animal wounded on the ground.
Fine.
Calm down, boy. We're just trying to help you.
Is he okay?
He'll be fine.
Can we keep it, please?
Yeah, can we keep it, please?
Keep it? He's a wild animal.
Please, please, please.
Fine.
Hands up, now.
Okay, fine. Lieutenant Dante?
Wait, you know him?
Yeah, I know him from the military camp. Why are you here? Because I had to poach some animals in the jungle.
Looks like you won't be doing that anytime soon.
Ha ha ha, so funny.
Let's lock him up.
Yeah.
I will get the rope and tie him up. You find a place to lock him up.
Hey guys, you might want to see this.
What are you talking about? Oh my goodness. Is that true?
Seems to be an ancient temple.
Yep.
Okay, take him there.
Alright, he's locked up.
Perfect.
Is that a helicopter?
I will pop a flare to get the helicopter's attention.
Okay. You guys need a lift? Back to the military base, 5 miles up.
Yes, please. Let's take the lion to a safe place. Yazoo!
Did we forget about Lieutenant Dante?
Guys, people are cutting down the forest.
Are you sure, Hippo? Last time Capybara ate your fruit, you thought the world was ending.
Yeah, I only had like one piece of fruit. Jaguar, I'm for real!
Guys, he's right. I saw people cutting down the jungle.
Wait, Toucan, Hippo's serious?
Yes.
Oh no, then we should save the forest.
Yeah, I can find the workers from overhead.
Sounds good, Toucan. Lead the way.
Guys, I see them. Follow me.
Hold it right there.
Why?
Move it, monkey.
No! My human is working here, so you need to leave!
But we need to save the forest!
No way! You're staying here. No! My ice cream!
Okay, everyone, we ate his ice cream and he's distracted. Let's go into the construction site now.
Everyone, destroy the equipment! Guys, watch out! Be careful, the boss is trying to get away in a car.
It's my time to shine.
I'm going to take his car so he can't get any more equipment.
It's sad to see Capybara leave, but I'm glad he's helping us.
Guys, we did it. We saved the forest from the bad guys, and we are awesome.
Everyone, get in.
Capybara, you're back, but I won't fit in the car.
Don't worry, I have a guy who knows his grandma who can get us a trailer.
I have the trailer.
Yippee!
Hey, wait, at least let me in.
Get in!
And they all lived happily ever after. And the bad guys learned their lesson and never destroyed the jungles ever again.
This is Teach Wonder, brought to you by the Center for Excellence in STEM Education. Links are in the show notes and transcripts are on our site.